Good evening, everyone. This is the Ask Spirit Now show, and my name is Vicki Ford. I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. I'm actually sitting up here in the North Georgia Mountains, and it's just quite, it almost feels like a fall day here. So I'm looking forward to hopefully chatting with some of you. I will have the phone lines open a little later in the show, and I will be doing some card readings and some discussions. I wanted to share something with you today about how we really connect with people all over the world. For those who understand past lives, I did a reading on someone from another country, and it was so fascinating because as soon as I heard her voice and connected with her heart, I knew that I had known her for many, many lifetimes, and it was like I had just met a new friend again that I hadn't seen for a while. And it's just goes to show you that when we do know someone from another time period, it really resonates with our heart. Tonight I want to talk about just color and sound a lot, and how we heal, and vibrational energies, and how it all connects up, because there's so much going on in our world today, and you know, life is, we're all vibrational energy. And so I want to talk about how the vibrational energy in our bodies can show us how we're really, really doing. And as a color and sound therapist, I do a lot of work with the actual tuning forks and, you know, the beautiful essence oils, and it is just quite lovely to do that. And I was just going through some of my training today, and I was like, you know, I asked Spirit, what am I going to talk with everyone about this evening? There's so much I want to talk about and share with you, and hopefully, you know, discuss with you if you call in. And then all of a sudden, this book just fell out, and I said, well, you know what? That's the direction I will go in, because we all have vibrational energies, and if we can sustain of our vibrational energy, we will have a consistency in our life. If things start happening really good and we, you know, we're vibrationally high, sometimes that's hard to hold, and we wonder what happened that our vibration, you know, or things in our life, I should say, physical universe activities changed. And I never could understand that. And I was listening to this wonderful lady today, regretfully, I can't remember her name, but she was on Metaphysical Wisdom, and she was talking about the fact that we, and maybe it was Cindy that was saying that when our vibration, we don't hold that vibration, things can shift in our universe. And that made a lot of sense, because essentially, you know, things will be just going really, really well, and all of a sudden something shifts, and you're like, well, where is, you can't look to the outside world, because then you lose your responsibility. And, you know, you're the one who can change things. We can't change the universe. I mean, we can do our part in it. But when it comes to our vibrational energy, we are the ones with our spiritual guides and our, and you know, doing Rohan and Yandi and those types of therapy. Those can shift the vibrational energy and bring it up and higher. And when we have a higher vibrational energy, when we're playing the piano or doing anything aesthetic, art, all of those bring up the vibrational energy, and that is why people love to do any kind of artwork or piano, and people love to listen to music because it lifts them vibrationally, and it makes them feel, and they heal, and so many times we cry, and we go through all these, you know, beautiful energy shifts. I mean, I'm going to be going to the movies tomorrow with my daughter, and I just love to go because so many beautiful emotions come out. Well, that is, if it's a good movie. You know, they come out, and even if it's laughter, if it's something funny, and being that I have a younger daughter, all the shows we go see are pretty funny because we see the Disney shows. I haven't seen any other shows for years, and you know, that's fine. I love that because those are the happy movies. But I wanted to just talk a little bit about the vibrational energies that we are all emitting, whether we are thinking thoughts that are good or thinking thoughts that are not, it is still our vibrational energy. And so many people talk about the law of attraction, or like attracts like, and the fact is that is very true. And people say, well, it doesn't work for me. Well, actually, it does work for everyone, because if we're sitting there saying to ourselves, boy, I feel great, I am healthy, and I am happy, But you know what? This really doesn't work, but I'm going to keep saying it anyway. Well, then, of course, the negative has the stronger impact, the stronger force, and that is the one that's actually going to take over. So it's a very interesting subject to me because I've been studying it for years and not really understanding it, not putting everything together, but it's just been very fascinating to me about this. So what I'm going to do, I know that we have a caller from Atlanta. Boy, that's pretty close by. Mary from Atlanta, you're not but an hour, maybe an hour and a half from me. Mary, are you there?
I am here. Yes, I am. I'm very happy to speak with you.
Well, yes. What do you have to comment on tonight, or would you like a reading? What are some of the things you'd like to talk about?
Well, I would, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a couple of things. One is I've been wondering what the spiritual reason is for the oil spill. I mean, what does it mean spiritually? I mean, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
and
it does.
If possible,
and
I would like to have a reading.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. And then a reading. Hello?
Yes.
Mary? Yeah, okay. Let me answer the first question because I can only tell you what I feel. And I know this from my own personal meditation. The earth is changing so rapidly. I know we're having hurricanes and earthquakes and unusual amounts because the earth is cleansing. And these earth changes, including the oil, are ways that our earth is changing. Now, I can't sit here and tell you, you know, specifically why, you know, all of these are, why these fish are having to die, why all of this huge amount of oil is going to waste, other than what Spirit tells me is that it is just a way of saying to society, cleanse your thoughts and cleanse your heart. Because we are creating this, not just, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say you and me, Mary, are creating this. You know what I'm saying? But the consciousness of our world is creating this. And so I feel, and this is what Spirit has talked to me about, it's like, okay, folks, wake up. Wake up and shift your energy. And I know that it's not good that these things are happening in the sense of, you know, all the fish that are dying, all the loss of income, the people that are suffering out there. People died from this. I mean, people have died from this oil spill. And so from that, you can't say that it's good at all. But yet at the same time, that the answer to your question is that Spirit is saying, wake up your heart. Wake up your heart and shift the thoughts and the feelings and become more enlightened, and these things will stop happening because you will be honoring yourself and therefore honoring your world. So that's my answer for it. So,
okay,
so talk to me about your question.
Well, I'm a little bit curious about my career. I know you get this all the time. You know, from different people.
We're all going through it, Mary. it's like everybody's going through these shifts. But let me get, go ahead. Let's get specific on you.
All right. Well, I am in the process of creating some products for my coaching business. And I guess I'm wondering if I'm on the right path with what I'm trying to do. And will I be able to make some money?
As far as the coaching part of it or adding the products?
Both.
Okay. Now, I will tell you that I want to ask you something before I go into this with Spirit. I want to ask you, why did you feel it was necessary to add the products? Let's just talk about that for a moment before we go any further.
I feel like I can help more people with products rather than one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a question of being able to market on the internet, reach more people, and expand my business and make more money while I'm helping people at the same time.
This is what I'm going to say, and this is what Spirit is coming to me with. I feel anything that you can do to expand yourself. Now, coaching, and I can only speak from what I know, but it feels like coaching right now, unless you're with a big corporation, a lot of people don't have the income for that right now. Is that what is true to you or not? Because I kind of want to go in a couple of directions here. Mm-hmm. Do you find that they're able to do that as much as they were a couple of years ago?
Right. I do believe that that's true.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Now, as far as products go, I think that anything you do on the internet, Mary, is very good because people are becoming uniquely different. We go to the internet for so much. You're sitting in your house at 11 o'clock, you hear an ad, you go to your internet and you order it. So what I would recommend, and this is what I'm feeling for you, if you're going to do products, really get something that you believe in and that you have personally tried and can feel that it will improve, because I sense from you very, very strongly that your heart is beautiful and that you truly do want to service people. And obviously, you want to do it from your heart and you want to get an exchange for it. I mean, that's just the way our physical universe is. So I'm feeling that the products are a good thing. I would still keep your coaching business. I mean, why can't you do that on one big website and just have it? But I really want you to believe in your products, not just have products that that you think will sell, but connect with a group that is promoting, helping you to promote. Do you realize, Mary, how much it costs to promote on the rate on the internet? Are you aware of that?
Well, I've been in some internet marketing coaching programs, and I know there are ways to do it that don't cost anything.
Yes, yeah, and there are. You got to spend some time doing it, you know, the blogs and all of that type of thing. I don't have a whole lot of patience with all that, and I'm not internet savvy, but for those that are, yes, you can get all of that going. I feel that I would open it up both ways, because I feel that whatever your product is, make sure you're with a company that will help promote you. When I say that, you know, make sure that you're with somebody that helps you along with that product. Otherwise, you're going to be, listen, there have been a lot of people on the internet that have helped a lot. I have an internet healing practice, internet spiritual guidance practice. It works. So I know that it is the internet is the way to go right now. And I still think you can get some coaching clients. You know, Mary, this is not going to last forever. We're going to shift the energies here. And I feel that as time goes on within the next year, things are going to shift. And I feel that you need to keep that coaching business. At least let people know about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
definitely.
You have a lot. Yeah, you have a beautiful heart, and you have, I feel that you have very, very high integrity. And because of that high integrity, the message is to stay with something that you truly believe in, because only then will you, I feel, according to what Spirit's telling me, that will be your greatest chance of being successful. And I just want to pull a card for you, if you may. Just a moment. Oh, wow, interesting that we're talking about the heart. My message for you from Spirit is to follow your heart. I see a lot of animals around you, a lot of heart feelings, and if you follow your heart in meditation, you will know exactly what to do. Go before you go to sleep at night, Mary, just say, Spirit, I get some archangels around you, I get your spirit guides, just ask them, I need to know specifically what I'm supposed to do, and listen, and some message will come, you'll get a sign, just allow to know that it will occur, and ask for it to be understood. A lot of people, and then if you get it, let's just say, I'm going to give you an example, let's just say you get a picture of a sheep, and you're like, okay, you know, what am I supposed to sell, sheep? No, you go to Spirit, and you say, Spirit, I got a sheep. What in the world does that mean? And then let them tell you what it means to you, for them, because it's a special message for you. Maybe you are supposed to sell sheep, but, you know, they'll let you know. You know what? So, but listen, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. That was very helpful, and that honestly, that really did help me. It helped me put something in a whole different perspective, and I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We have a couple of callers, and I'm going to take Frank first because he's online too, and he came in right after Mary. So, Frank, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Frank.
My
Where are you from,
question,
Frank?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay, good. Way up there. All right.
Yeah. Well, my question is, will I ever learn healing ability to be effective in helping people? And what is my reason for coming here, like my soul contract kind of thing? Or is it to do healing work, or do I have another mission or reason why I came?
Well, I'm going to be real honest with you, Frank. I mean, these are very short readings, and I probably won't be able to go into your Akashic record and go deeply into this. I will say this, though, that it sounds like that you do have several things that you enjoy, and yes, you are a healer. I do want to remind you, though, that even if you are doing something else that isn't called a healer, for instance, you... What else do you do? Because I want to get specific on how you can be healing while you, if you choose to make a transition or either do both. Okay, so tell me what you do right now.
In terms of what, work?
Yeah.
I'm not working right now.
You're not working right now. So what you're wanting then, you're asking me, is if you went and didn't get a regular, so to speak, job, it went right into the healing profession. And that's what I'm understanding you then. I feel that anybody that wants to heal, Frank, and comes from their heart, can make it happen. You have to be very guided by your spiritual guides to really be in your heart, because I'm going to share something with you. I've been an attorney for a long, long time, and now I'm coming into the healing. I've been into the healing work for many, you know, lifetimes. But in this life, I am finding that my integrity, my responsibility, my heart chakra has to be more open than it is just being something else in my life all through these years. I wrote a friend about it today because it was like, you know, we used to just do whatever we wanted and everything happened. But when you're into the healing, you are, take a great responsibility. I feel your heart, Frank, and I feel that you can do this. I just want you to know that even if you do something else, you can still do both together. I sense that you will be doing two things. Is what I'm, what I guess, what I'm trying to say. It's your choice, but I'm sensing that you can. You'll have two different ways of going, but you'll be able to do the healing arts even in the traditional job. That's what I'm feeling for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, if it doesn't, let me know. I mean,
I wasn't so concerned with if I was doing that for work. It's more of like, I don't know if I should, if there's another area that I should focus my energy more on or more towards healing.
I see you focusing your energy on two areas. One is more traditional. And one is opening your heart, and yes, you can do both at the same time. And I think that's why I mentioned that earlier, is I feel you doing two things. I still see you healing, because I feel that when you have a desire like you do to help people and to service them, then that's what you should do. But I'm also feeling that you can do something else in a traditional, and not that healing isn't traditional, but more in a line of work. I feel you're going to be able to do both. And that's the message that Spirit is giving me, is that I feel you're going to be able to do two things. And I think that is good, because listen, when you're working in other areas of your life, people need healing there too. A smile, do you know what I mean by that, Frank? Because you have the ability to do both, and I see you doing both, and I just can only tell you what I feel, and what Spirit is telling me, that you're going to have the opportunity to do both, and it's going to even open up your healing business or healing open. When I say business, I mean, you know, open your life up to actually service people in more of that line, because you will have had this other opportunity. And if it hasn't been presented yet, then it's just about to be within the next three months, because I feel you're opening up to it. And that's why you came to me, asked that question, because you already are sensing that it's coming. And I feel that I don't think you have to make a choice. I think you're going to heal wherever you go, whether you have a healing table in your house and a regular job, so to speak, or if you just choose to heal as you do your work. I feel you're going in both directions, okay? I mean, one direction, but I feel you can do everything. I think you're going to do two things, two separate things.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and good luck to you. Anna?
Thanks.
Is Anna from Miami there?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine. Is this Anna or Anna?
Anna.
Anna, where are you from, Anna? I know you're from Miami, but where are you originally from?
I'm from Venezuela.
Ah, okay, because I sensed that there was, that you were, you have such a beautiful, I love the way you talk, so.
Oh, thank you.
So what can I do for you? I love Miami, by the way. I was just down there the first of last month in May.
So. Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to know, what do you see for the next few months in my love life? Do you see something, any new person coming to my life?
Well, the first thing I want to say is, let me just pull some cards for you for a second, because obviously you want somebody. I know that, because that you wouldn't have asked the question if you hadn't have wanted anyone. I want to ask you, though, this is what's coming to me. You went through a relationship. Have you completely cleaned up? When I say clean up, that's the way I describe relationships, even though they end in peace. Have you felt that you handled what the issues were of that relationship?
I think I have.
Okay.
Completely cut everything out.
What does that mean by cutting
out? I finished completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why is when I pull the card for you, I get the spiritual law of attraction, which lets me know that you are going to attract in. It is just part of our essence. You are going to pull in someone that will make you far happier, and it will be more advanced for you if you clean up that other relationship, because your vibrational energy will be higher, and you will be able to attract more of, well, let me say it this way. Anna, it doesn't matter if a relationship lasts a year or 5 years. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. Do you understand that? I mean, many people are caught up in, well, it has to last lifetime. Well, you can have five or six relationships in a lifetime, and all of them can be for your spiritual goodness. It's just that if you have a message or a lesson to learn in a relationship, it's better to learn it on the first one, because you won't have to keep going through it.
So what do you think was the message I had to learn in the first one, in the last one?
Well, I feel that there was, the word forgiveness comes to my mind, and I just wanted to find out if there, whatever had occurred there had been, if there had been forgiveness in that relationship, because I didn't feel, I just want to make sure that you have forgiven yourself or forgiven him for whatever occurred deep down in your, way down in your cellular level. Because that will allow you to attract the next relationship in a much higher vibrational energy. And that's why that word came to me, and that's why I had asked the question. I don't know what the forgiveness is. It can be very simple. It can be just as simple as, you know, I was hoping this would last for a lifetime, and it didn't. And it can be that simple. So I don't know if that's indicating to you or not, but that's what I'm picking up. It's
yes.
Just to really, the word forgiveness comes in. Does that have any resonance with you?
Yes, probably. And deep inside myself, I haven't. I always think that it's a possibility, you know? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me just share something about, and I want to share this for everyone. It just so happens that I'm with Anna when I'm talking. But when we start forgiving, and we tend to think it's going to happen instantaneously. And listen, I'm all for that. And if it does, so be it. My experience is that it has taken me more than one go round to forgive, whether it be myself or someone else. And it's like a peeling an onion. It's like you get to one level of forgiveness or whatever you're dealing with. It's mainly forgiveness, but then you go to another level and you go to another level. And I just see this layer of, I see this onion that is being pulled away. And I think you're doing a fabulous job of this, by the way. And I want you to pat yourself on the back. And I want you to congratulate yourself for what you're doing. At the same time, I just sense you could even go a little deeper. Ask, let me tell you, Archangel Raphael. Are you familiar with him? Do you have a connection with him?
No, but I could.
Yeah, well, yes, you could, couldn't you? We all can. Archangel Raphael, I have found recently, and I typically work with Archangel Michael, but Archangel Raphael has been absolutely powerful in helping to forgive and transmute that forgiveness into the light and bring peace to replace the whatever. And I'm just going to use words here like, you know, upset or feeling a little unloved, any kind of bitterness or any kind of anything that needs forgiveness. It isn't necessarily about the person. It's always, always, always about us. And Archangel Raphael has just come in to me and asked me to share with you that if you will go this evening and just really ask, just say, please help me to transmute any other issues of forgiveness that I may have. And if you don't have any, then, you know, more power. I mean, that's fabulous. But if you can go to a deeper level, Anna, that's even more powerful. And I sense that there's a core there, and when you hit that core, it may be some tears, and it will be a release for you. And at that point in time, I see very shortly after that, I keep seeing the number 3, and I've asked Spirit. Spirit, you know, that can be 3 years, it could be 3 months, it could be 3 weeks, but I'm sensing, and I do not like to give timing here, but I do sense that very shortly after this forgiveness comes, and that is up to you. And therefore, that's why it's very hard for anyone to honestly, I mean, anybody can predict. I can sit here and say it's going to happen in 3 months. But from my heart, I cannot sit here and tell you when it's going to occur. But I can say it will occur shortly after you totally forgive down to the core of that onion. I feel that there's someone new will come in. Okay?
Somebody, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I really feel that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that somebody from here or from abroad?
Somebody from here or from where?
From the United States or then from another country, foreign country?
No, I feel them around. I feel them, and now if you're traveling, you can meet somebody. Are you planning on taking a trip shortly?
I am, yes.
Yeah, because I feel, you know, if I were in your shoes, I would go through this forgiveness as expediently and as thoroughly as possible. Okay. with Archangel, with all your guides. I mean, they're all here to help. And I think you might meet him on a trip. That's why I ask that it could be, it seems like it's south of you. The feeling I get is that this person is south of you. I don't pick up north, I pick up south. Now, that could mean that he's from a southern part of the world. It doesn't, you could still meet him going north, but I just feel that he's, there's something south. It's either he lives south of you or he's from the south, southern parts of the world.
Because I have 2 options and I don't know for which one to go. If I should go for a person that is in the United States, which is much older, very old, and they have somebody that's much younger. So I'm just between those 2 options, and I want to take a decision.
Well, you know, now that I cannot, you know, I cannot make that decision for you, but I will tell you this. I will say this, that the one that's younger feels like he's from the South. I will say that. Younger and older, I don't think has anything to do with it as much as how you feel when you're with them. When you say someone's much older, are you talking like 90 or something?
I'm 29 and he's 45, and the other one is 30.
Much older.
How old is the younger one?
35.
Okay. I can only tell you what I'm feeling, okay?
Okay.
You have to make the decision, but I feel the younger one is the one. That's just what I'm feeling. So.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, but please, that's your decision. You know, I would never want to take that away from you, because if you fall in love with the older one, then that's the right one for you. But in this moment in time, I just may be picking up your thoughts and feelings about it right now, okay?
Got it. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. As we can continue, yes, and enjoy Miami. So got Atlanta, New York, and Miami. I'd love to hear from everyone. One of the things that I wanted to talk about this evening is some of the things that we can use to represent our vibrational energy, how we know what's really going on with what is happening in our vibrational energy. Because so many people say, well, how do I know? You know, I feel happy, but my body is sick, and or not really sick, like you're in the bed, but little tiny things can happen. I just want to share some of the symptoms that can show spiritual imbalance. And like when you get chills and fevers, like when you get really sick, that is the effect of spiritual imbalance. So just remember this. You might want to write it down. When you've got the chills and the fever, which a lot of times you don't get in the summer, it's more of a fall issue, but it's just really, it's just basically saying that you're just a little off balance. And, you know, there's no judgment here, because we all go through this, but it's just reflective of two principles. It's like, you know, you've just got to level out of that spirituality within yourself, within the physical universe. So, I think everybody pretty well knows, but when you have like cramps for anything, doesn't matter if you've eaten any something or whatever, it usually means that you're holding on too tightly, or you're refusing to let go. So the next time, you know, you get a little cramp in your stomach, be aware, well, wait a minute, what am I not releasing? You know, what is it that is keeping me from really flowing with life, breathing life in? And that is a good example. It doesn't mean that you're ill, you know, in the sickness, but sometimes people get cramps. And I know that there are times, personally, when I can eat, I'll throw out a cookie, a sugar-free cookie, for instance, and I can eat that and nothing happens. And then the next time I'll eat it, I'll get cramps. And I'm like, well, wait, what happened? Well, it wasn't food. It was how I was feeling at the time. It was something that I was upset about or releasing, but it was deep within me. It wasn't like I was crying and eating the cookie. It was just something. And that's a little indication that, I'm holding on too tightly to my life, to control or something like that. Now, when we have infections, that just means toxins have invaded the body. And that pretty much can reveal negativity, a lot of anger, guilt, and fears that are affecting, you know, the actual physical body. And infections, you can have sinus infections, you can have actual, you know, body infections. And the other thing that I think is very interesting, and I've actually known people that have had a lot of irritations. They're not quite as bad as inflammations. We'll get to inflammations in a minute, but they're basically the same, because they include itching and burning. When your skin is burning, you've got irritations and itchings. Irritations may indicate that there is dissatisfaction in your life. And because you're scratching away at something, you're getting irritated at something. And also, when you get burned, whether it be a sunburn, now granted, you know, if you're sitting out in the sun for 30 hours, you're going to get burned. But, you know, sometimes they burn also can be that something's burning you up. There's some anger there. You're really mad. You're getting frustrated because you're burning up. So that's just a real interesting phenomenon that occurs. Now, inflammation is more, that's usually when you have an injury, and that usually comes from anger or annoyance or fear or aggravation to something. And, I mean, just those simple types of illnesses, even though they may be very subtle at times, to me is very, very powerful. Now, you know, we have areas of the body. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that when you get nauseated, that reveals a lot about your life. It's just sort of like, I'm sick of life. And it's, you're trying to reject it. You're trying to expel something in your life. And it's something that you can't swallow. There's just something in your life that is occurring to you that you don't want. You're trying to reject it. You know, it could be a family member. It could be a job situation, someone in your life. But it's also, it's some rejection of an experience or something going on in your life. So be aware of that. And I think that we all know that pain is just feelings of guilt. And it's pretty much punishments for self. Pain is reflective of old hurts, longings, resistance, and a lack of freedom. And I will tell you personally that I have been working on pain in my own life. Doesn't matter if you're a healer, if you've been doing this for 50 years, there are still pains that we have to go through in our lives. And that's why I had mentioned earlier to address Archangel Raphael will help you to transmute that pain into peace, because letting go of guilt and letting go of old hurts when people have hurt us is very hard sometimes, because you just want to have them take responsibility for it. But the fact is, as long as we ask someone else to take responsibility for our pain, it never goes away. They just gain power, and that makes us even madder, because then they're like doing what they want to do because they've realized they've got the power now. So it is probably the hardest lesson of all the people that I work with to release pain, because it is so embedded into the cells and cellular, and it's a shift of our perception. And it's very interesting, because I had several people have helped me with this, for some time now, and it's getting better and better and better. It's what's so fascinating about it is that when we start releasing, more and more tests come up. Oh, you think that's the ego, by the way. You think you've handled it? Well, we'll see. Because spirit really wants us to get it. It isn't a bad thing, and it isn't like we got some demon at us saying, you know, I don't think you've handled it. Spirit really wants to see if you've handled, because that allows us to go to the next level of our existence. And the higher we go, y'all, the higher we ascend, the more joy we have. Now, certainly it can get a little lonely up there, because there are not a lot of us ascending. It's like, you know, Frank, I can feel his ascension. I feel Mary's ascension. I feel Anna's ascension. And I feel everyone that's here tonight. I feel everybody going through what they're having to go through. So take these tests that are so sometimes irritating, but take them and just say, okay, fine. Let me see if I did take this test, and then go into your heart. I had a very dear friend, her name is Judy, and she said, be in your heart. And I said, well, wait a minute. When I'm upset, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to be in the heart. And that's when you have to shift the perception of what you're looking at. And I'm going to give you a very personal situation, because I feel when we give examples from our own lives, it helps, because we're all going through different energies in our lives. But I have someone in my family, my mother, who I have always had difficulty with, and so I have shifted the energy to the point where it really wasn't difficult anymore. It really wasn't. But then a test came. Oh my goodness, do we have to have our test? And so when that happened, I had someone ask me, You know, because there was some manipulation there, and I thought to myself, well, if I'm getting manipulated, and I'm allowing it, or at least aware of it, then I must be manipulating myself. And, you know, it hit me real hard. It wasn't that I'm manipulating anyone else. I truly was manipulating my own feelings. I wasn't truly accepting my own feelings about how I was feeling. I wasn't putting my own boundaries in. I have a show, by the way, a couple of weeks ago. It was the show, I believe, right before Rose came on. She was my special guest in on May 7th. And it was the week before that. I did a, and y'all can go to the archives at BBS, and they'll help you. I think you have a membership or something. But boundaries are our key to protecting our own space, our own self-respect, and our own ability to heal and to go out into the world and be who we are. It is the most powerful lesson that we can all learn, and that our that is to honor our boundaries. Yes, people are going to get upset with us when we do something that they don't like, because they want to do, they're used to doing what they want. But in our families especially, we must honor our boundaries. Even if it's not comfortable for other people, as long as we stay in our heart and do it in a kind way, I must do this for instance, when I go in to do sessions with people, I have to have very quiet space. I have a very quiet household. I live up in the mountains. I cannot have loud TVs. I cannot have radios. I cannot have dogs barking. I cannot have a lot of action going on around me. I have to have quiet and be connected with spirit so that I can go forward and be in channel for that person that I'm working with. So I have to have very, very strong boundaries in my own home. And so those are the types of things. There are, there may be people in the home that don't like that. They want to have their TV loud. They want to, especially if they're older. I have an apartment where an older person lives downstairs and they have a loud TV. But they have learned to put earphones on, because this is my home and I have a great service to give to people, and I honor that. It's very much like all of us have, regardless of what we do, we must honor our true essence and who we are, so that we can go forward in the world and not be manipulating our own feelings, not pretending to feel something when we don't. And I really strongly feel, especially with our parents, that we try to feel something so strongly that it isn't real. It's like filled up with guilt and anger and resentment and, oh, I should feel this way. I'm supposed to feel this way. I mean, my God, they're my parents. And it's not necessarily true. I want to share something deep from my heart. I have the most beautiful new family, and I found them at Delphi. They're all over the country. And as I expand my reading practice, I find new family members, like I did with that beautiful lady today. I feel like I found a long lost friend with her, and I may not ever meet her. I may or I may not. It doesn't matter. She touched my heart. And so I have a very dear friend that, you know, I already ask her, hey, when Thanksgiving comes, let's plan something. Because she's going through the same thing. She's also a healer, a fabulous healer. And actually, she's going to be on the show. Her name is Rose, Reverend Rose. And I believe she's going to be on the show June, I forget the date, but it's not next week, but it'll be the week after that she'll be on. And, you know, I said, let's play in something. Let's get a bunch of friends together and let's go do something, because, you know, we don't have to keep the duty. We don't have to keep, because the duty and the commitment and feeling we have to do this, these are the things, y'all, that cause, for instance, in our ankles, movement and support. They, you know, when you have trouble in your ankles, it's letting you know that you have guilt, inflexibility, excuse me, and a resistance to some movement in your life. So ankles also represent the ability to receive pleasure. So if you got good ankles and you don't have pain in your ankles, then you know you're able to receive that pleasure. You've got your feet grounded on the earth, and you're able to bring in the spirituality and the groundedness of the earth and enjoy yourself here while on earth. You know, our arms, when people have difficulty with their arms, I know when you have arms and you have a lot of stuff on them, like always getting insect bites and always having, you know, just junk all over your arms, that is also an indication that you're irritated. You're irritated with your own life. You can't blame anybody else for that irritation. Maybe they stir something up in you. But as we progress in on our ascension, I am very much learning that when we do get irritated, then it is just a mirror of what's really going on in ourself. And what a blessing. And, you know, it really isn't easy when it starts out. And if we don't have beautiful friends to help us through it, boy, you know, I don't know. We have our spiritual friends, but we also have our spiritual friends who come here on earth in human form. And I call those my spiritual friends, too. They may be in human form, but they're about as spiritual as God or Source or our higher selves, because they come in and take from their busy day, and they come in and they work with us. So I want you to allow your friends. Now, don't, you know, they're there to spiritually help you, not to give you sympathy, but to truly help you to say, wow, what's within you that is going on right now? Because if we get into blame and say, you know, oh, it's their fault, we never get any progress. Yes, we can be aware of someone and say, you know, that person has these difficulties, but yet we can transcend them. And I am learning personally that when I transcend issues that bother me, whew, do I feel a personal connection with spirit at that moment. I feel peace, and I feel a spiritual connection that is beyond anything that I would get if I sat there and ridiculed and, you know, that type of thing. One thing I want to talk to you about, a lot of times we have problems with our ears, and ears are organs that maintain balance. You know, we've got one on each side, left and right, and represent the ability to hear. So ear problems can be the result of not wanting to hear something. Boy, that is probably the truest I've ever seen. Or of wanting to hear something that we don't hear. And it could be just as simple as a child wanting their mother to say, I love you. And feeling it not from a codependent love, that's not love, a codependent place, but to feel the true love of, I truly love you for who you are. Even though you want to go off and be a massage therapist and I want you to be a lawyer, I still deeply love you. And that to me is what they're talking about with the ears. It's ear problems can also be the result of anger and turmoil, and this is the one that I think is so fascinating, is listening to your higher guidance. So many times we have difficulty listening to our higher guidance, and in doing so, we shut off our hearing. I mean, it's almost like we can't hear. And that ringing in the ear, if you've ever been outside, I went outside today, took a walk, there was nothing but the nature. I can still hear it in my ears. I stood against a tree, and I felt and breathed, took my breath with the tree, and got in connection with spirit, and I heard everything. And it was so, so powerful. I could hear God in nature. And that, for me, is what is life is about. When we can get that connection, then it gives us the strength to go through the next phase of whatever we're going through, making decisions about our career, making decisions about a relationship, whether we're in it or going out of it. These are our power moments, y'all. These are the moments that we get spirit in our heart, and it sustains us through our day. And I do love the tree, because it is, you breathe with the tree. You just put your back against it, and it just calms you. I didn't even want to leave. I just wanted to stay there for a long, long time. It was, just felt so good. Another couple of areas that I want to talk about is the heart. The heart is the seat of life and the soul, and it is the center for love, for healing, and security. Our bodies are made to heal. Our bodies are made to heal ourselves, and it starts with the heart. When we have heart problems, that is heart attacks. Oh my gosh, all the different, you know, all the different things, y'all, that go, strokes and just so many things happen. The blood of our body is our consciousness. And I want to let you know that I do give body cleanses over the phone. They're called blood cleanses or consciousness cleanses. And they're so powerful because they help us to renew our spirit, renew our consciousness. And I love doing them. So, you know, by the way, I want to invite you to my website at askspiritnow.com. I do a lot of long distance. I do more long distance healings and readings than anything because I love doing that, and I'm able to reach more people that way. But I do want to tell you that the heart is what you want to open. And the heart is where you want to be during your day. And I want to just share, Steve Smith from Delphi shared this with us in one of our classes some time ago. And when you're feeling, doesn't matter where you are, breathe in and breathe into your heart. Just really breathe into your heart and let that feeling go into the heart. And then breathe out anything that's bothering you, anything that you don't want in your life. Breathe it out and then just breathe in that love right back into your heart again. And this is something that you can do in the car, at work. You can do it on a date if you're feeling uncomfortable or something's, you know, bothering you anywhere you are. Just breathe into your heart, because as we become hardened to life, if we become hardened to others, restricting our love, limiting our joy, it affects our heart. We just don't feel like we're open as much as we want. And love does not have to be where it's painful for you. It has to be honest love. It has to come from your heart. And I know we just have a few minutes, but I just want to share one thing. Yeah, last night I was getting some healing from Archangel Raphael, and I saw this little box in the left ventricle of my heart, and I kept trying to open it with this big, big key. I was forcing the box to be open, and that taught me so much, but just to share briefly with you, that I was forcing things to happen. I was forcing, I didn't know what was in the box, but I was just like saying, well, I'm gonna make it happen, and I'm not even gonna be true to who I am. I'm just gonna make this box open. And all of a sudden, Spirit took the beautiful, big old key and sent it to the light and said, look under this little box and see what's there. And it was this tiniest little key, and it fit right into that box just so easily and so beautifully. It was just wonderful. And when I opened the box up, it was my heart, pure, beautiful, and it was full of love. But the main thing that it was full of was honesty. Honesty of my feelings, honesty of me. And when we're honest with ourselves is the true beginning of self-ascension. It isn't about pleasing other people. It isn't about pleasing the world. It isn't about doing anything out of duty. If you want to go do something, do it, but make sure your heart is there. If not, don't do it, because it will create an upset, and the people will wonder, you will wonder, the people you're, let's just say you're going to go visit your parents, and you're not doing it because you want to, you're doing it because you have to. Well, you know what? There's going to be catastrophe. There's going to be upsets because nobody's really true to who they are and they're not being honest. It would be better to not go and be honest about it and truthful and really feel in your heart that you can't go right now. I'm going through healing, parents, or whatever you're going through, but I honestly cannot come. And when you can be true to your heart, to your essence, then you're connected with the true essence of who you are, your higher self and spirit. It doesn't mean that you can't go visit someone. It just means that do it from the true essence of your heart, from the true meaning. So I just, next week, we're going to be doing readings as well. I don't really know next week what I'm going to be discussing. I have to share with y'all that during the week, I live a very exciting life because I'm constantly in a healing mode. I'm either receiving healing or giving healing, and my life is always very, very beautiful and very exciting and very peaceful because of this, even though it has its ups and downs. And sometime during this week, I will get the message of what I am to talk about, just like I did tonight. So I just am so honored to have everyone be here this evening and to have the three callers, Mary, Frank, and Anna. I was so pleasured to talk with each and every one of you, and I send my blessings out. The answers are within your heart, and you will know the answers, each and every one of you, even though you did not call. Just trust yourself. Spirit, you know, y'all, the shield between the spiritual and the physical world is becoming thinner and thinner. The veil is becoming thinner and thinner, and we have all so many archangels. And I want to give a message to everyone, because the first message I got today, actually my daughter pulled it for everyone this evening. I asked her, I said, tune in to everyone. She's very psychic. And I said, tune in to everyone. And she picked a card for y'all. And she picked the trust card. And that is about trusting yourself, truly believing that you are connected with spirit, and that spirit gave us breath, and we have our sun and our earth and our moon. Trust life. Just trust yourself. And in trusting life and yourself, you will find that life can become easier. And if you get out of that for a moment, just go back to it. Be kind to yourself, because no one is ever perfect. So the message that I have this evening for everyone is your financial abundance will equal your ability to express love. And I think that's so beautiful, because it isn't just about your expressing love. It's about expressing true love, about truly loving yourself. And it goes back to what we just finished talking about, loving, truly loving yourself and honoring the truth of how you feel and letting those true essences come forward. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here this evening on Ask Spirit Now. And I will so look forward to visiting with you next Friday evening at 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock Pacific. So I love you. Be blessed and have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you next week. And visit me. I'd love to have you visit on Ask Spirit Now. Good night.